The New Zealand government is in turmoil after sexual assault allegations were made by a 19-year-old volunteer staffer. The Labor Party president, Nigel Haworth, has resigned. Now attention has turned to the Prime Minister and how much she knew. Jo Moir is a senior political reporter for Radio New Zealand. Jo, thanks for your time.
No worries at all.
Tell me about this story. I mean, we've been watching it from, across a bit of an ocean. How did this come to light?
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on for a few weeks now, but it really came to a head on Monday morning. So a website here in New Zealand on Monday morning had a pretty explosive testimony from the staffer that you just mentioned, the 19-year-old woman. Very graphic detail about sexual assault allegations. And that really sort of kick-started things here. We have our weekly post-cabinet press conference with the Prime Minister on a Monday afternoon. So as you can imagine, questions about the woman's testimony really took over with that. The Prime Minister has kind of maintained, really, that she has known nothing about allegations of sexual assault. There has been a lot of allegations made about this particular staffer, but it has not been of a sexual assault nature. According to the Prime Minister, that is, there's been reports in the media, there's obviously been anonymous people come forward and say things to the contrary, but until this testimony on Monday, it sort of hadn't really got to a boiling point. We've seen over the last couple of days, the pressure's really gone on Nigel Haworth, the President of the Labor Party, as it was the party who was dealing with this issue. He's been really under fire, has maintained that sexual assault allegations were never made. The Prime Minister took his word on that. And then we got to the point today where the Prime Minister saw correspondence that suggested otherwise. And so he has resigned today, though you could probably argue he was probably somewhat pushed. And so that's the precedent gone. And then in terms of the House here today, we've also, just a couple of hours after that resignation, had the opposition come in really hard. They've managed to get quite a bit of information from the complainants, who basically weren't getting anywhere with their own party, so went to the opposition, which of course is pretty unusual. And we had the deputy leader of the opposition party today use parliamentary privilege in the House to accuse basically a whole heap of the Prime Minister's close staffers, who are sort of in a circle, of knowing about this for quite some time.
So the Prime Minister's handling of this, there's been criticism of the way she's handled this. What do you make of it?
It's difficult to say because it depends whether you take her word for it, which is that she did not know anything about those sexual assault allegations, whether you look at it from the perspective that, as the opposition suggesting, that it's a cover-up or that people were trying to protect her so didn't pass on information, whether she was misled by the party president. There's so many sort of, I guess, options that could have gone on here, and it's no one at this point has really managed to actually work out properly which story is accurate, but obviously those questions are really mounting, and more correspondence is kind of coming out. Emails are coming out from over the last couple of months about who knew what when. Ministers are getting dragged into this in terms of what they knew and when they knew. So it is increasingly turning into less of a Labor Party issue and more of a government Prime Minister issue.
What impact is it likely to have on Jacinda Ardern's reputation, given, you know, she's really been such a leader on so many of these issues? This is a really ugly issue for her to be dealing with.
Oh, totally. And I mean, you know, she is a young female leader, and this is a really problematic area for her. She's come out today and has been extremely apologetic about the harm that has been done to those complainants who have had to come forward and tell these incredibly graphic, detailed stories because they felt like they weren't listened to. So she's, you know, apologised profusely for that and says that it's now something that's on her radar and she's going to make sure she fixes it. But yeah, it's a really, really difficult one. And the fact that, I mean, I'm talking to you means it's obviously become an international issue. There's been headlines in, the likes of the UK's Guardian and American publications and stuff today. So the story's definitely sort of picking up some pace outside of New Zealand, that's for sure.
Yeah, it certainly is. Jo, thanks for joining us. Jo Moir is a senior political reporter for Radio New Zealand, and this is RN Drive.